In some ways, a person's first day of work is the start of a long pilgrimage toward retirement. And here at Federal News Radio, we're always bringing you advice and insight for investment planning and other ways to plan for the day when you want to kick the cubicle life. Well, this morning we welcome to our studios a retired federal couple, Neil and Linda Schiff. He's retired on the older civil service retirement system. She's enjoying life on the federal employees retirement system. We find out how those two systems stack up in our special series, FERS 25 years later, and I guess I got that reversed. Neil is on the FERS, Mrs. Schiff is on the SERS, and we'll get that straight, try to keep it straight throughout this interview. Both of you, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for
having us.
All right, so I guess let's start by telling us what you each did for your career, what you did as federal employees, so we can kind of set this tone there. Linda, why don't you start?
Well, I worked at USDA in the Foreign Agricultural Service, and I was a public affairs specialist. And I worked for 33 years. Most of that time, I served at USDA.
All right. So public affairs, we deal with a lot of those people, and you dealt with a lot of people like us.
Yes, I did.
And you're still here to talk to us.
Yes, I don't mind doing that.
And Linda, when did you start? When did you begin your federal career?
In 1979.
Okay. And Neil, how about you?
Well, I worked at the FBI actually two different times, first in the old Identification Division when it was at headquarters. I did that for 4 years and 4 months. And then, I wanted to go back into the radio business, just like you guys. So I actually left and went to Florida for 7 years and 2 weeks. Then I came back in 1987 into the Office of Congressional and Public Affairs, or Office of Public and Congressional Affairs at the time. Forget which way it was, and later just became OPA, the Office of Public Affairs, and I was there for 23 years and actually produced an ABC radio show called FBI This Week, and also the Gotcha show that airs here on Federal News Radio with my successor.
All right, very good. So, and you've been married the whole time, right, together. And so I guess my question is, at what point in your career or in your lives did you start thinking about, hey, retirement is coming, I have to start thinking about this? Linda?
Well, I started thinking about it 5 years out, for sure. You know, and because Neil retired 2 years prior to me, actually, we started thinking about it actually even before, so I'd say 10 years out, we might have been thinking about it more than most people.
I was eligible in 2006 to retire, but as many people on many jobs will tell you, you know, you'll know when it's time. And all of a sudden, one day, and I could tell you it was February 2010 when I said to Linda, I don't know if it was breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. I think it's time. She says, for what? I said, to retire. So I gave them like 3.5 months notice. And then we got double snowstorms. Remember that? And then I went in and actually put in the papers. And at the end of May 2010, I actually did retire.
All right. And another question before we get to the SERS and FERS issue. OPM has had a problem with backlog and figuring out people's actual annuities, so they give you less until they figure out what it is. What were both of your experiences with getting your annuity up to the right level? How long did it take, and was there any problem with it?
Well, for me, it was 9 months, I think, we figured that I finally got rid of the interim check and got the full check. Plus, I got extra money because what they do is pay you back what you didn't get, you know. And so, and I don't know if that includes interest or not. I got to find that out from Mr. Barry.
Yeah, that's right. We'll ask him.
Yeah, that's right. You have an in with him. But anyway, it took 9 months. But for Linda,
it took 4 months. It was very fast. I retired on August 3rd, and I've got my first full annuity this month.
Okay. And Neil, let me ask you this, too. You said you left the government for a while.
I did.
But when you came in, it would have been under SERS.
Correct.
But when you came back, it was under FERS. How did that all work together?
I was under CSRS back 1976 to 80. When I came back, I could have gone back into CSRS by simply paying back what I had taken out, because I did take money out to pay a car off. But we found out, I really can't, because you have to be in it 5 years to be able to go back to it. And I was 4 years, 4 months. So I actually couldn't. It would have been nice, but as it turned out, I was put in FERS, and it's fine. It has worked out very well. CSRS was better, but the government wanted to save some money. And so now we deal, I deal with the annuity and the Social Security and, of course, with the thrift. And Linda does not have the Social Security angle.
Now, we want to dig a bit into those differences between each of your retirement plans. We're going to take a short break, and we'll go more in depth when we come back. We're speaking with Linda and Neil Schiff. They are both retired federal employees, married, but on very different programs for retirement. Neil and Linda Schiff, they're a couple, married couple, retired from the federal government, but they're on very different federal programs. One is on the Civil Service Retirement System retirement program. The other on FERS, the Federal Employees Retirement System. And Neil, you're the one on FERS. Just before the break, you were expressing a little bit of envy of your wife for being on CSRS.
Well, yeah. I mean, she, you know, gets more money than I do. And so I'm definitely envious of that. But she always has. You know, she does the family budget. And, you know, whenever we would get a pay raise, I would get a lower allowance. And I don't know how that worked. But, you know, I still want an audit. But, no, I mean, I'm not really envious. I mean, it would be nice to get more, as I said earlier, but it's what it is. And it's a goodly amount. I actually take home more now than when I worked because of the deductions change. But there was some adjustments you have to consider, by the way, when you are planning to retire, how much withholding that you need to take, especially the situation is the state tax. During the time you get the interim pay, they take, OPM does not take out state tax. And you, in Virginia, we live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it was suggested we send a check, like, you can either do it like quarterly or one check towards the end of the year. And I did that. And now Linda has done that to make sure we don't owe a lot of money as the new year comes. So people should be really aware of that. Interim check, no state tax withholding.
Hey, Linda, how do you find your lifestyle as a couple, as a family, now that you are both retired and you have two different pensions coming in from the federal government? Do you feel adequately cared for and taken care of?
Yes, I think we're pretty comfortable. I mean, we're very, very blessed. We're very lucky to have worked in the federal government and have a good annuities. They're both good programs, I think. I did better in CSRS than Neil did in FERS, but I also had the TSP aspect that I could invest in, which is helpful, and I did invest the full maximum that I could, and Neil did the same thing. So we had a lot of options, and we utilized them, so we're pretty comfortable.
And what do you do with respect to health care or other insurance plans? How do you choose those, and what ones do, have you found that are working for people at your age and stage in retirement?
Well, initially, when we married in the 90s, we were under a family plan in my name. And then because federal employees get that little discount there by
Hooking up, I think, is the technical word.
Actually, we changed to Linda when I retired. When I was planning, thinking about retirement, you ask how many years out. I think it was like 4 or 5 years before I retired. We actually switched, and the family plan is with Linda. But now, actually, little personal information here. We now are switching to self only because it's less expensive.
All right, that's a good piece of advice.
So we're switching in January, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that you're both retired, what sort of maintenance do you do in terms of keeping up with it, with your retirement investments and making any little tweaks that you can? Linda, let's start with you.
Well, you know, we get a quarterly report from the TSP, and the TSP is really provides a good report that's very helpful. They actually provide a rate of return now for the last 12 months. They show what your rate of return is on your investments, so that's very helpful. And so I have tweaked our investments over the years, and now right now Neil's invested in the L Income and the L2020, the life cycle funds, and I'm in the life cycle 2030. So I feel those life cycle funds are very advantageous because they They're automatically distributed among the five funds, and they're, each one is based upon your window of retirement. So life cycle income, it's a more conservative investment portfolio, and life cycle 2050 is a more aggressive, a little riskier. So we're trying to be a little bit of both, not too risky, but not too conservative.
And very quickly, we have about 30 seconds left. Are you withdrawing from TSP, or are you leaving? Are you able to leave it sit and keep growing while you just live off the regular FERS and SERS annuities?
Still sitting there. Haven't taken a penny out. I'm certainly eligible to take it out. Linda is not. In a few years, I guess 4.5 years, I guess I'll be, or 5 years, whatever, I'll be eligible to actually be forced to take money out. And I may take some out beforehand, you know, need some extra spending money.
All right. Linda and Neil Schiff are retired federal employees. Thanks so much for both of you coming in and sharing that experience with us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll post this interview along with additional links in our special series, FERS 25 Years Later, at federalnewsradio.com. Your search term, FERS 25.